A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was ill. So the sisters of Lazarus sent word to Jesus, saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but it is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles because the light is not in him." He said this and then told them, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him." So the disciples said to him, "Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved." But Jesus was talking about his death, while they thought that he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, "Lazarus has died, and I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go to die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him. For Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house, comforting her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, but now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me. And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bonds, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to him, to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him. This, perhaps the most spectacular of all the miracles of Jesus, is a source of wonder and perplexment. We have this strange reaction. Jesus knows that Lazarus is dying, yet he postpones his visit. And he says it's for the purpose of belief, that others may come to believe. Mary stays at home. Martha comes to meet him. Martha, always proactive, always ahead of things, on top of the situation, runs out to meet Jesus as he approaches Bethany. Mary is still at home. And she reproaches Jesus. "If you had been here, this would not have happened. Why did you let my brother die? You say you loved him, yet you let him die." And Jesus was touched by her grief and the grief of those around him and them. And so we have this shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. The Son of God, incarnate in the person of Jesus, weeps at human grief. What a great mystery that such a one could be so in touch with our feelings, with our grief. But he is Lord of life and Lord of death. And he says to the dead man, "Lazarus, come forth." And from the darkness of the tomb comes Lazarus, bound in the winding sheets. And Jesus says, "Let him go. Take off these fetters." Now we know that Lazarus will die again. But the life that Jesus is calling him to is one that is not subject to the tomb. We know that his raising of Lazarus from the dead was a source of wonderment. We're told that many came to believe in him. We hear other places when his miracles were performed, many came to believe in him, but where will they be in a short week? Where will they be in 2 weeks? Where will they be when he is surrounded by his enemies? Jesus takes off the winding sheets of death, the ones that we ourselves put upon us, calls us from the tomb of sin. Jesus grieves with us. Jesus is intimately bound up with our daily trials and tribulations. Can you imagine God grieving with us, God weeping with us? Only in the incarnation can these things happen. Only in the great mystery of God made man. Come forth from the grave. Come forth into new life. Come into the presence of Jesus. Amen.